Hi everyone, welcome back to the first episode of the year of An Evening in the Aughts. My name is Kay, and today I'm joined by Lil Sis C. Hello, C.
Hi.
We had a lot of audio issues, so I'm so sorry if the audio is crap. We're on Zoom on my phone, but I'm recording this. Like our audio from the computer onto my phone, onto the Anchor app or the Spotify app, whatever, for podcasts. So this might sound terrible, but anyway, today we are going to be talking about the new Mean Girls movie and just kind of our thoughts, and then just if anything else comes up, then it comes up. But yeah, I saw Mean Girls like kind of right, I think opening week, because I had nothing else to do and I wanted to see it. And I saw it with my friend. And my theater was like pretty much empty. I don't know about yours. Was yours like full?
Mean, yeah, there's a good amount of people in there, and they were like checking to make sure people had tickets, so
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, like literally we had like I saw one, it looked like a high school couple, like a gal and her boyfriend, and then like maybe other people a little bit older than me, and then like I don't know, like there was like maybe like 10 people in my theater. And I don't know if it's just because of the time. Like, it just wasn't as busy as I thought it would be. Maybe it became more busy later on. But also, you have the treat of your high school is doing Mean Girls the musical for like your spring play. So maybe that's why it was popular, because everyone was like, oh, like we're in this, like it'll be fun. So my initial thoughts, I am true to the 2004 movie. And I never listened to the music from the Broadway show until like I was on the drive to the theater. And I don't like the music very much. What about you?
Yeah, I don't like it that much. It's not my kind of musical. Like, it's fun to be in, but I don't like listen to the soundtrack outside of rehearsals or anything because it's just not for me. It doesn't hit the same way as like Phantom or Little Shop or I don't know, my two favorites.
I get it. I know it is no Phantom. And it's no like Grease either. That's like another like fun like high school one. But I can see how that would be a fun play to be in, like Mean
Yeah,
Girls.
it's still fun. It's funny
Yeah.
sometimes. Like the 2004 movie is still funnier, but
No, but
the musical has its moments.
yeah, no, okay, so like I initially didn't love it when I first saw it, but then like it's been really like people are kind of critical of it on TikTok. My thoughts on the cast. Maybe let's go character by character.
Yes.
Okay, Regina. Renee Rapp is, I keep seeing her all over TikTok.
Same.
She has a good voice, but I didn't love her outfits. They didn't look wealthy enough
They're
for,
horrible.
they're awful. She Inside, or whatever it's called, Sheen Inside. or Forever 21. No, what I don't know. What would it be? Was
Like
like
Shein, TikTok shop.
TikTok shop. I just felt like, and she kept wearing like these neon like cargo pants and they looked so bad. And like, I just feel like she
She would not
wouldn't,
wear those. Regina would never.
Regina would not. Cause Regina's, and also her like leather outfit, like no one, not even like the richest person in school would wear that. Like, I'm sorry. Like it wasn't trendy
No.
enough. Or no, it looked like Wild Fable from Target, which I wear, but it's like Regina shouldn't be wearing that. That's the thing. Like I buy things from Wild Fable.
Yeah, she. I did not like her outfits at all.
No, but and I also feel like, and I know people love her on Broadway, because she was Regina on Broadway. I didn't feel like her acting was very good, or like she wasn't like mean enough, or maybe her character wasn't mean
No,
enough.
she was not mean enough at all.
No, so that's her. Katie, people are being mean about "Stupid with Love" song.
Yeah, it's awful. Katie was horrible in the movie. I don't even know where they found that girl. She could not sing. She could not act. She was not what Lindsay Lohan was.
No, and Lindsay Lohan can sing better too than this girl.
Lindsay Lohan is my queen. And when she popped up in the mathlete part, I was like,
I know,
my
she was
queen.
queen. And she like is okay, she's such a good actress too. And okay, see, I don't know if you'll understand this. You might, because you've seen like old movies. But like, okay, well, you've seen the 2004 one. But I feel like acting, like actors are not as good as they were. Like, whatever training the cast had of the original Mean Girls in like the 90s as the children, they were so much better than how they deliver their lines than these people now. Like, does that make sense at all? Of just like, I feel
Yeah,
like,
because everyone like has TikTok acting now. Like they still act like they're like doing a TikTok and they're like
yeah.
too dramatic or not at all emotion. Like I don't know.
Just like
Not the
even the
same.
way, yeah, even the way Lindsay Lohan delivered her lines in this, like her short scene, like I just feel like she was so much better than like she's just a natural. She's so good. And
She's funny too, naturally.
yeah. Also, like, did you see the Walmart commercial where Lindsay Lohan, Gretchen, and Karen were in it? They were so good. Like, they're such good actors. And like, I just,
They're funny.
they're so good. I know. And I didn't feel that same magic with the plastics in this one. Okay, thoughts on Gretchen?
She's like, whatever. Like, Gretchen in the musical, her song is really boring and forgettable, and I don't care for it.
Yeah.
And it was especially forgettable in the movie because it was just like, it just was like, and she was just done with it. Like, oh, okay. And her hair was not big enough to be full of secrets.
No, it wasn't.
You have to have big hair.
You do. If you're Gretchen, you have to have like, yeah, you have to have like a bump it in or like a big poof or something. Like, I just feel like also, so okay, that's the other thing. 'Cause I was gonna say, like, oh, if they're trying to be 2000s, then they could have had a bump it. The thing is, this was like modern times. I really did, I realized I don't like the use of like smartphones and like the vertical screen, right? Yeah, vertical screen. Like, they kept doing that, like TikToks. Or like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's like you're looking at a cell
Yeah.
phone. I really hate that because I can't. I'm blind, so I can't. I'm not gonna wear my glasses to the movies. The screen was so small for so many like scenes because they're trying to make it look like you're watching a TikTok or something. And I just hate like. Also, there's the what's his name? Aaron Samuels. It was a blatant Samsung Galaxy flip phone or the ad. Did you see that? There's a
Yeah,
scene
there
where
were
they
so
like
many
he's.
ads.
Because there's that one phone, it's like an iPhone, well, it's Samsung, but it's so it's like looks like a regular phone, like just a brick, a screen, but it folds in half like 20 years ago did. And he kept like like closing it, and it's like an ad. And also the one for Elf when her Elf,
Oh, there's so many elf ones.
when Regina would not be wearing Elf, I'm sorry, she'd be wearing like
Ooh.
Dior and she'd be wearing like just the most expensive makeup because she's expensive. She would not be doing Elf because that's what I do, that's what everyone else does. She's not like everyone else. So
She would not have the dupe.
no, she'd have the real stuff. So it was just so obvious. It was so obvious. And I don't know, like I yeah, their clothes were awful. I didn't like these like product placements and like when they're so obvious. Like I don't remember the old movie having product placements, did they? Maybe toaster
No, they
strudel.
never did.
But like no, they didn't have anything like that. And like if they did, it was really like subtle or something. But anyway. And then Karen, she's probably my favorite of the plastics, but also I still love Amanda Seyfried as the original Karen. Like
I know she's my queen.
yeah, like I feel like this Karen was it was interesting because okay, I know it's trying to be like the musical, so they are trying to act like over the top. But also, like, I don't know. Like, so, she was fine. So she's probably the best one, in my opinion, of the plastics and like Katie. But yeah, so okay, go to Katie now. So I didn't mind her at first. And I didn't even notice how bad her singing was until people started picking it apart on TikTok.
Well, my thing is like she's a horrible singer, and like there's so much auto tune. Like
Yeah.
older movie musicals, you could not be using auto tune. Like
No.
you had to be good at singing, or if you were just bad, but at least there was an auto tune, so it was like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
But she was just bad, like, and she was horrible.
Well, and so, okay, do you like the movie version of Stupid with Love where it's like toned down, or do you like the Broadway one?
No. Well, Stupid
Okay.
with Love, so in our musical, like, it's not that bad. And there's like, there should be people sitting in the background because I'm one of the background people that are doing like, and like, I don't know. And also the way she's singing it, which is like, Stupid with Love, I didn't get it. I didn't get it. Like, she's so bad. Horrible.
I know, it's very monotone.
Yeah, and like, ugh, awful.
Aaron Samuels, I think he was the wrong choice. I don't hate him, but I don't think he's not what I picture the classic like movie football popular guy. He's not. I'm
No, he
sorry.
was ugly. He looked, I don't like that guy.
He
Like the
would,
poison.
yeah, no, he would fit in as like if he was trying to be like the alternative, like nerd or something in today's standards, which is not meaning to say he's not cute. It's just that he's not Aaron Samuels. Aaron Samuels represents the most, like, I don't know, like, what's an example? What are high school music or high school? He's no Troy Bolton. Obvious. Like, he's
Oh God,
cool.
Troy Bolton cannot be recreated. You can never find anyone like Zac Efron again.
You watch High School Musical and you see Zac Efron as Troy Bolton, and you know he's cool. He because he's cute, he's nice, he's cool at basketball. Like, that is what an Aaron Samuels kind of is. This was
And
not
that
Aaron
the
Samuels.
perfect movie musical, High School Musical.
Truly. All, like, all the characters are so good.
In my top three.
No, it really is so good.
I
And
only like three musicals anyway, but
yeah.
still up there.
Like another classic, like, have you seen She's All That, like the 90s one?
Yes.
Okay, so like the main guy in that, the popular guy in that's like, you can see that's like typical popular guy in movies at least. So anyway, I just didn't buy that this Aaron Samuel was like the hottest guy on campus, most popular, which is what he's supposed to be. I didn't buy it. Okay, next character. Oh, what did you think of, what are their names? Damien and Janice.
I thought they were pretty good. Like, Damien made me giggle sometimes, and Janice too.
I
And
liked
Janice
when,
is a decent singer.
oh, 'cause she's Moana, so she has an amazing voice.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. And then Damien, I liked when he sang the iCarly theme song in French. That was good.
Yes, you're all giggling at that.
Yeah. Like, I feel like they were okay. Well, okay, here's my deal. So I think Damien, he was probably, I liked him maybe the one of the most, or like more so out of other characters. Oh, Janice. Okay. So Janice, I felt like her outfits were not, they needed to be like more gothic or like different because they looked really like, I've seen people wear that at school, or you know, I don't go to school, but like I've seen teenagers wear what Janice was wearing, and it's not that like crazy. So I feel like she needed to be
Yeah.
more like either gothic or like, I don't know, wear something totally like different. What do you think?
Yeah, see, the costumes were just awful in general.
Yeah. So, because I feel like Janice, yeah, could have been like better if just like her outfits were more like just, I don't know. Like, I don't even know what's, I was gonna say, because like I was thinking like 2004, like people were gothic and stuff and scene, if you know what scene is.
Yeah.
I was gonna say today, if that version is like furries or like, is that a thing? I don't know. Which I know you wouldn't, no one would do, but I don't know what kids in high school, like the different kids wear now. Do you know?
Oh, I don't even pay attention to them. I don't
Like, do you have gothic
know.
people, or is that really a thing anymore?
Have what?
Like gothic people, like wearing black, like everything and
Well,
makeup
yeah,
and
like platform boots or whatever, like
yeah.
buckles on them.
But it's
Yeah, like.
not written like eyeliner and stuff. Like, is that, I don't think that's really a thing, is it, for you guys
I don't
anymore?
really have clashes with people that dress like that. I feel like
Yeah.
that's like, I don't know. We have some interesting people in some of my classes, but I'm
But
not
there's
gonna say which ones or
Yeah. No, and like
just
there's
'cause.
always in high schools, yeah, you have different like whatever. And like not to say I dressed amazing in high school, but
No, I dress horribly, especially
No, you
today.
dressed so
No,
nice.
I didn't even go to school today. I went to seminary and then came home.
It's okay. I just was like not like yeah, mostly the outfits were not good. I felt like the acting was just not amazing either. What did you think of who else is there? Okay, so what was your favorite musical number?
Well, Regina's songs are the only good ones in the musical, I'd say.
I like the
Hers were pretty
one.
decent.
Yeah, I like the one that's like, watch the world burn. That
I'm
one.
in that one in our musical. That one's my favorite because I get to fake fight someone, and they made us choreograph it, and it's really weird.
That's good. Okay, so what were we talking about exactly? Or what's your
I think
next
we
thought?
were. What?
What's your next like thought about the movie?
Next thought. Well, I watched they brought Tina Fey and what's his face? Principal Duvall, whatever his name is, back.
Oh yeah, no, I liked seeing them.
That was funny to me.
Perhaps this line is controversial, but I wish that they changed his one line when he is when they're all the girls are all fighting in the hallways and he's trying to break things up. In the original movie, he's like, I didn't leave the South Side for this. But in this movie, he says like, I didn't go to like grad school for this or something like that. And it just wasn't as funny. I just like he said the other one more, but it's okay. But they changed, like, I just wish that they kept all of like Miss Norberry's and the principal's lines exactly the same. But I know that it's like a kind of a new version. It's weird. Like they can't make it completely the same. But yeah. Also, I had another thought. So I heard that Sabrina Carpenter was originally supposed to be Katie in on Broadway, but then COVID like shut down her shows. They should have brought her back because she can sing, right? Or like live, or like, I don't know. Is she a Broadway
Better
person?
than whoever they casted.
Yeah. Like, I feel like it also wouldn't that be kind of more fun for people who were like fans of the Broadway show to have Renee Rapp and then Sabrina Carpenter as like the, comeback? Just saying. But maybe she don't want to do it. Okay, my next thought. I think we kind of went through all the characters. Okay, did you like the, I forgot what the song is called, but the one where they're at the Halloween party and it's Regina singing?
Is that someone gets hurt?
Yes. Okay, thoughts on that?
It was like interestingly like
Do you like it or
comically
no?
choreographed. Yeah.
Just to know what, here's my thing. I think I'm old and I think I just didn't know, I didn't know what was going on and that it was like what I just had no idea like what the Broadway play was like. So I just wasn't expecting like all of these, like it was so serious in the Halloween party. So I just was
I
like,
know if you do a
I
movie
don't know.
musical like with this kind of thing, it has to be like silly and campy. Like I guess if you're doing like a serious musical or whatever, then I don't know. But this one is not serious at
Yeah.
all.
So
So
like, I know, I guess
that
that one was
movie.
fine. Yeah, maybe the choreography was fun. But oh, my thought about that song though, I feel like just in general, she and the guy who plays Aaron Samuels, they have no chemistry. Like,
Yeah, they don't.
I'm just saying, they can't even like act like they like each other. So that was another thing. I just feel like Aaron Samuels was all wrong. Like, I feel like they should just pick someone just, I don't know, totally different. My other thing, I mean, like, I kind of, oh, okay. My other thing is I wish that they kept some of the original insults of the Burn Book from 2004. I probably sound awful and like people, I could be canceled, but I just, why not keep the original insults? Because you're showing mean girls. You're showing how people, like, girls can be mean. I feel like they were too nice in this movie. What do you think?
Yeah, the original insults are funnier anyway.
That's the thing. I think they're funnier and also they cut a little bit deeper. So I just wish that they like, I don't know, they kept those things.
This is so random, but I'm mad they took out the line. I was like, it's not my part. I have a like a heavy flow and a wide set vagina.
Did
I
they
that
take
line
that
is
out?
hilarious. Where was it?
I don't
It's not in
know.
our musical either. And I think it's hilarious. They replaced it.
I love that line. That's like a classic line.
The way the girl says it is so funny. Like it's my favorite. One of my
I
favorites. It's so
know.
stupid, but
I know, like, oh, okay, another interesting thing. And I kind of get why they removed this, but the Coach Carr, his character was completely changed. It was also creepy though, because they showed a scene of him where he's on TikTok. So he's the teacher's on TikTok commenting on the students. So I don't know. Who else? I mean, I feel like, oh, did you like Pam being Katie's mom?
She was like, whatever. And it was weird because why didn't she have a dad? She has a dad in the musical. They just decided no father figure. Like, what?
I don't know.
Just give her a dad.
Yeah,
Like,
even
we don't
the
have a dad in anything anymore.
in the musical, like they don't have a dad, or she doesn't have a dad either.
No, she has a dad. She's literally
That's
has a mother and father in our musical, both played by like
really
mother and
weird.
father.
Yeah, that's really weird. I felt like Pam actually looks, they look the same, so I feel like that was pretty good casting, and she was like barely in it. What did you think of Regina's mom in that casting?
She was like funny enough, but Amy Poehler is my queen.
She's queen. Yeah, I feel like because her name's Busy Phillips, she looks like the girl who plays Regina. So like that was good. Like she was fine, but like yeah, no one can do it like Amy Poehler
No.
can. She's so good. Okay, let's go through positives because I've been very negative. What are some positives for you about this movie? Because I feel like you liked it more than I did, but I think it's because you're like younger and you're actually in high school, so maybe you just like relate to things more. Or like, I'm just old, so like I'm just I don't know. I like the 2004 one the most. Like, I'm just, I don't know. So, what did you like about it? You and your
I
friends.
giggled at some of the stuff, like, I don't know, some of the jokes were funny, and, like, the way it was, like, phone filmed or whatever, like, TikTok, it was funny sometimes,
Did
like,
you like
I
that?
don't know.
Cause I mean, maybe, yeah, like you and your friends like that because that's kind of like you're used to the, or I don't know, like you're just like more in that. So like, did you like how that they modernized it?
Not entirely, like, part, it made sense sometimes, other times it was like, why are we doing that?
Okay, what about, yeah, do you feel like it's accurate to how people are in high school today?
No, those
No.
movies never
Okay. And same with like how people dress, like going back to the awful wardrobe. Do people dress like that?
Not, I mean, not people I'm around. I don't know.
Yeah.
Everyone just dresses normal, I guess. Not like Shein wardrobe.
Exactly. Well, okay, another thing I thought was interesting is like, okay, so they're using TikTok to like talk about each other at school and like different students, but like TikTok, I feel like, is way bigger than that. Like, do people do things like have polls about other students on their TikToks? Like, do you guys all follow each other? Or like, do you know what I mean?
No. I
Okay,
mean, I
like,
don't have TikTok, but like, no.
I know, I feel like that's not really a thing. Or like, I don't know, like I feel like Instagram is more for that because you like actually follow people that you like actually know. And TikTok is a little bit more like, not secretive, but
Broad.
yeah, like broad. So I just thought that was like, and they always do that, and they've done that in like all movies, like ever since technology and like social media has been part of the world, they've been trying to like put that in teen movies, and it never works. It never is
It's gonna
like
feel outdated soon. Like I'm the whole like that's gonna be outdated in like a couple of
yeah,
years.
cuz like I'm trying to think of Instagram has obviously been used a lot in like teen movies, like te early 2010s, like Facebook kind of, and Twitter. I don't know. It's just weird. It changes and they're trying to be hip. Okay, so any other thoughts about the Mean Girls movie? Any other positive ones?
Positives. Most of the singing was good. Not all of it, but
I feel like
most of it
this,
was good.
yeah, I feel like the singing overacting for me. Like, I mean, there's
Yeah.
some people, some lines were good or some people were good at acting. But I,
Well, like, I don't know. I don't like acting that much. I just like songs.
yeah.
So I just always look for the song, like the how well people sing. Like that's what I look for, 'cause I
Yeah.
don't know. I'm not that much of a theater person.
But I also feel like some of the lines that and how these people delivered them, it was like either they're just kind of like not good lines or they kind of cringe. And so I feel like the actors are like, I don't know how to say this, how to make this sound natural. So like they tried their hardest.
Yeah.
And like I can't think of any right now, but I feel like ones where they were trying to use like slang or something or just like or like things that didn't flow. Like maybe they looked good on a script, but like people don't talk like that. Like I don't know. I can't think. There's one
Yeah.
Janice said that I forgot. I'll probably watch this movie again. If I remember it, I'll bring it up again. But like, yeah, that's the other thing. I feel like the dialogue was like not amazing. Oh, I was also kind of disappointed in the when they all apologized to each other in the gym.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it wasn't as like funny. Did you think it was funny?
Oh no.
Like, I don't know. It wasn't the same. It wasn't the same as.
That's one of my least favorite parts of the musical for us, is it's not that part's not funny like at all, in my opinion.
Okay, so
'Cause
tell.
they like made the lines really stupid and they're not funny anymore.
Okay, tell us about doing the musical in high school. So they've
It
obviously
is
they've changed stuff, but also like what's your favorite like song to do and like are you pumped about it? I'm gonna see
Yes, I am
it.
pumped, but I'm also really burned out because it's last year and I'm ready for everything, not just musical, just school in general, to be done so I can just be free. But it is fun. Like, I think my favorite number is either one of the ones I have a solo in or World Burn, because that's the one I said that we fake fight it and I think it's funny. So, and
So what kind of
then, like,
dancing, oh sorry, what were you saying?
oh no, that's it.
What kind of dancing do you do? Like, is it like hip hop, modern, like I don't know, different types of dance.
I don't know dancing. I don't know how to explain any of that. Yeah, I don't know. Just theater dancing, I guess.
Theater
Theater kid, like
dancing.
jazz hands, whatever.
Okay. Oh, I have a
I'm a horrible dancer, so I don't know.
That's fine. I have a question about Spring Fling, or is it called that in the musical? So, oh, that's another thing too. I wish that I think it would have been really cool if they had put like, do you know that one song from the Mean Girls movie that they play when Aaron and Katie are kissing at the dance? And it's like, and I wonder if I will. Yeah. I wish they like played that secretly or like at the credit or like, I don't know. I feel like they should have put some of their like iconic songs or like, I
I
don't know.
know.
I wish they had kind of slipped something in, but it's okay. But anyway, so for the Spring Fling section of your play, did they have someone breaking up a tiara and throwing pieces? Or like, how are they doing that? Because the
Yeah,
tiara is
our
so
girl who
small.
plays Katie, we just choreographed that song like 2 weeks ago, and all we do is stand there basically and then walk around. But the girl who plays Katie breaks it apart, and we're all in groups, and she comes over and gives a piece of the crown to each group, and then the plastics and Janice and Damien.
So she
So
doesn't throw it to anyone though. She walks
no,
over
because
him.
no one is coordinated enough to be able to catch it.
Well, also it was always like the joke is that the tiara is like only so big, and then in the movie, like she tossed out like 12 giant pieces of
I know. I saw
the
the way like they're putting our crowns together. They have like a different crown, I think, for every night. Like it's like put
tiara.
together in little breakable sections. So I
Oh.
don't know.
It'd be fun to be
And
a
they
prop
also are making us
person.
hold little lights in our hands. And if you drop them, they just shatter because they're so. Or I guess my character name, whatever.
Wait, yeah, tell us about your character. Tell us about your Dill.
I'm glorified ensemble again. I'm Taylor Wendell or whatever, who in the original movie was at the mall with Jason, whatever his face is, and she gets Planned Parenthood called on her. In the musical, that does not happen. I am useless. But I have two solos, and I say
Cool.
something about Dora the Explorer at the beginning in regards to Katie, and that's about it.
I am excited to see that. Yeah, there's Taylor Waddell Erasure in the movie, the new movie. Like, why not? Like, also, oh, what was his name? Jason. I didn't like Jason in the movie either. Like, he wasn't.
No.
I don't. No one. Some people weren't as funny as I wanted them to be. Also, Kevin G in this movie, he wasn't as nerdy as original Kevin G. So I didn't buy him being like this nerd. Like, I just feel like they didn't go hard enough in the stereotypes of like the math, like yeah, mathly nerd, and then like the hot jock Aaron Samuels. They just didn't like lean into that as much as they should have, in my opinion, for casting. Okay, so back to your play. So what is your least favorite song, or like any drama, like with the songs or anything, or like
They had to edit. So there's a song called Stop, which is sung by Damien, and I have a solo in it, and so does like Karen and some other girl. But Karen says something about like sending nudes to a guy when she's 13. So they had to change the line and just say send some pics, and but then they changed her age to 16, and then they don't mention the website that is it's being distributed on, and that's one thing they changed.
wait. What website?
Well, they don't say anything. It's
Oh.
like a website called Amateur Tweens is what they say, which is like,
Oh.
so they changed it, and then yeah, my Janice, who was played by our weird cousin, she's
Cousin
not allowed
M.
to say raise your right finger, and she can say right fist or something or hand, and she can't say like certain words, and it's just it like messes up with the flow of songs because he
Yeah.
has to say stuff in songs, so like it messes it up a little bit, and then. What's this there?
Well, I remember when Sister M, she did what's it called? Fame in high school. And I was very surprised by it was kind of a risque, like some of the songs. So I just it's weird how sometimes they do have like high school like censoring things.
They had to put a disclaimer on like our poster that it should only 12 and up should see it.
Oh, wait,
So
why? Oh, because
I
of
don't know.
just
I
that's
think Sweden had one of those ones. That was pretty risque too.
Footloose. Footloose was a
But I
little
liked it.
scandalous.
It was one of my favorites to be in though. Like it wasn't like a good musical, but it was funny. And I'm always there just for the funny backstage stuff, which I don't get to do this year because I'm in 13 numbers. No time to go backstage and make videos like we did last year. We used to make videos in costume and we'd be in our crummy little dressing rooms, which they remodeled the entire theater this year, so
They
the
did.
dressing rooms are all fresh and new, which I'm kind of sad because I miss how musty everything was. It was
The
funny.
musty. In those back dressing rooms for That's when I cried in there after I failed my driver's test, because it was on the same day as like a choir performance or something, and I got there just in time. I wasn't able to perform, but like, or I don't know what it was, or I was able to perform like the next song, or I don't know what it was. But anyway, I cried because I had failed, and I had to be dropped. But I had to go back to school, so some memories. And yeah, the green room is kind of filthy as well.
They did not remodel that, and they also didn't even re remodel the dressing room bathroom. So there's just like a weird like change, like the floor is all new, and then you get to the bathroom and everything is in the same in there. It's like a weird contrast. It's disgusting.
That's weird. Okay. So, well, I'm excited to see it. We're gonna come up and see
I think
it.
it should be better than last year's.
I will say, of your plays, Bye Bye Birdie was probably my least favorite because I don't like the songs very much. Or like I don't
I
like the
don't ever.
storyline.
I've never really been in a musical that I loved, like the music or anything.
No, that was the very first time I'd ever like seen it or like seen or heard the music, and I just was not a fan. Like it's just my least favorite, probably of the ones you've done. Well, I guess you've only done Footloose and then this one and then Mean Girls. So maybe Mean Girls will be my top. I don't know. Like I'm excited because I feel like I feel like Mean Girls is like a fun one for like to do in high school. Like I always wanted my school to do like Grease or like Phantom or like Mamma Mia.
Oh, wait, never mind. I almost dropped a school name. One of our rival schools, I guess you could say that, did Grease last year, I
That'd
think.
be so fun. Or do you like, you don't like Grease that much,
My,
right?
actually, I don't mind it. I do like older musicals, I think, better than musicals that are like, well, anything past maybe like 2008, because Mamma Mia is really good, actually.
I
But
love
I mean,
Mamma
that's not
Mia.
technically like the original music, it's ABBA's music, but
Yeah.
I think anything after that point is not a good musical. I hate Hamilton. Hamilton is the worst musical ever.
Can I just say, people kind of switched on Hamilton. So, okay, what I noticed when it came out, everyone was like, this is groundbreaking. If you don't like this, then you are
I hate
uncultured and racist. And the thing is, I didn't like it because it wasn't good.
That's not my kind of musical. I like
No, I
either
didn't like
very
it.
campy or very dramatic. Like Phantom and
Yeah.
Little Shop of Horrors is my favorite musical.
But what I've noticed is I don't watch Saturday Night Live, but I see clips of it on TikTok. And but they made fun of people who like Hamilton now, or like they were
Yeah, they're
like,
strange.
yeah. So like I'm just saying, it's weird how people would shame you like whatever 10 years ago, 8 years ago when it came out, because they're like, oh, this is so amazing. And like some people really liked it. It was so popular. Like obviously, like people liked
I
it.
hate it
I
to
didn't
this
like
day.
it
I still hate it.
personally. Yeah, personally, I did not like it, and I felt shamed because I didn't like it. Like I was in the wrong, but I stand by it. I do not like Hamilton, and that's okay. But I
I
feel
don't
like
like a. I really don't like most musicals because, like I said, I have three that I would love to do.
yeah.
And our school could not handle them because one of them requires very good singing. One of them, I think, has too many characters that my school is white. And then the other one, our drama teacher hates it. She said it herself. So,
Wait, which one? Which
High School
musical?
Musical, she will not do it.
Why? That one is actually so cute and good. Like, the songs
I
are
love
actually
High School
good.
Musical. I would love to do it even if I was ensemble. I like doing these musicals even if I don't get anything because I don't. I just like doing them because they're funny.
Yeah, no, well, that's the thing. Like, I only did one. I did Music Man, which is, like, honestly, one of the worst, like, musicals
I hate
ever.
that one.
But like it was fun. Like it is fun to hang out with everyone, and like it's fun to be a part of it. I just wish I was a part of like a more fun musical. It's just like I really Music Man kind of turned me off of like wanting to do any other musicals. I did that freshman year, and then I think the rest of my time there they did like Fame, probably Seuss's Cole because your school loves Seuss's Cole.
They're probably gonna resurrect it for next year. I'm
Oh,
glad
I
most of their
bet.
musical was Mean Girls, though. If mine was Bye Bye Birdie, I'd be so angry.
Yeah, no, Mean Girls I feel like is a fun one. So like I
It's a good
think.
send-off,
Yeah.
because I'm not doing musicals ever again unless it's one of my top three, which it won't
Yeah.
be.
You could do
If
like
like one of
community theater somewhere or something, or I don't know.
if they did Phantom or Little Shop, I'd consider it. I
That'd be
really would.
fun. You should do it. But yeah, like I feel like this is a good like a fun option for like also you said before that like your drama department is mostly girls. Like this is like you have to do Mean Girls. There's not
I
a lot
know,
of options.
because there's only like two lead men in the show that actually sing.
Yeah.
It's Aaron Samuels and Damien, because Aaron does not sing in the movie, but Aaron does sing in the musical
Does
with Katie and with Regina.
Kevin G sing his rap in your musical or no?
Yes, there's a song called Whose House Is This
Oh,
that I am
good.
in, and he raps.
Yes.
Or Kevin, no one even listens. I don't know. Or he's okay, I guess. I don't know.
You can spill. No one.
Raps. Just look at it. Just look up whose house it is. It's terrible.
See, I will tell you this. No one listens to this podcast, so you can pretty much say what you want.
Kevin G is white. He's white, and he, like, is blonde. That's our Kevin G.
Okay, because you have no options for boys, right? Like, of musical boys.
Yeah, basically
musicals.
None. And then our Principal Duval is fine, though. Like,
Principal Duval, I forgot about him. That would be
actually
good.
It's Principal Duval's birthday today. If you notice who I posted birthday.
Oh, okay, so
Principal
Duval. I saw that. Okay, so he's Principal Duval. Okay, indeed. Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm excited to see you as Taylor Waddell. Seeing cousin as Janice, cousin M. I don't think I know anyone else. Is your choir teacher a part of this experience?
Yeah, he does. Like, on Mondays we have vocal rehearsals, and they're always pretty bad because people aren't very good and don't know their parts ever, so
No.
He always gets mad and insults people.
Or not.
Maybe I shouldn't be dropping that, but he's an interesting
person. It's a hard time right now. Stress at the musical.
Like, this semester we were doing fine, and then yesterday he just was back to his usual miserable self, and I was like, okay.
Super
I am
happy.
Excited for spring show, though, since it is Broadway themed, because I will be suggesting High School Musical or Little Shop or Hairspray.
Oh, that's it.
Greece.
Wait, when is your music, or when's a choir concert? What day is
that? That one, I don't remember when it is.
Is it on a Friday, or is it, like, middle of the week?
They always do it Thursdays, I feel like.
Okay, because I want to go, but also I don't know if I'll be able to, but it would be fun to go.
If we did a musical you liked, you should come.
I'll try to go. Maybe YOLO, because...
Because since I'm in two groups, I could probably, like, kind of manipulate the chances a little bit. Because I'm senior.
Yeah, when you find out the date of it, can you tell me? And also, because I'm definitely coming for your graduation, which I think is end of May, right?
May 30th.
Yeah. So is your spring show usually in April or May?
It's usually in May, I feel like.
Okay. Yeah, I'll see if I can come up, because it'll be fun. Yeah. So okay. Anything else you want to add? Was I too mean about Mean Girls, the movie?
No, I love being critical of movies.
Like, okay, here are my final thoughts. Overall, I wish that I didn't go see it in theaters. It was fun to go do something with my friend because I never go out and do anything. But when tickets are so expensive, I'm so picky about movies now, like what I spend on, like, theater tickets, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of wish I waited till it came to streaming. But whatevs. I'll probably watch it again when it comes on streaming, and I might like it again, because that happened for me with the Barbie movie. I didn't really like it the very first time I watched it, and then when I watched it on HBO Max, I was like, I like it a little bit more. So I don't know. So, like, I will just say I like the 2004 version more. Overall, Mean Girls, the musical, is not really, like, I don't love the music. It's not my favorite.
No.
So I think going in like that, like, not really liking any of the songs made me not really like this movie adaptation. I feel like the singing overall was pretty good, except the Katie girl. And acting was okay, but it's just, so yeah. So it was fine. It was a solid, fun movie. And then all the memes are funny, and it's okay. Like, it was a fun watch. So what are your final thoughts on Mean Girls?
I liked it.
Oops. Yeah. Is it, like, your favorite movie, or, like, what's your, like, what, how does it rank in your favorites?
Well, it's not my favorite movie. I would rank it maybe, like, 3 out of 5 stars, because it was silly.
Are you going to buy it or anything? Or do people buy things anymore?
No.
Okay. I used to buy DVDs all the time. Because you and I have almost a decade apart, so I forget. I don't know what you guys do for fun, or, like, what is the thing you guys do. But, okay, do you think anyone will, like, dress up as them for Halloween? Like, did it make that much of an impact?
They'd probably dress up as the original movie, if anything.
Yeah.
Because there was nothing very memorable in the costumes of the new one.
Yeah. No, I can see that. They didn't really, again, the costumes, they didn't have any, like, ones that were memorable or good. They just really missed on that. They should have capitalized on that. Yeah, it was like, I should go see it if you have seen Mean Girls, because I feel like either, yeah, you'll, like, really like it, think it's funny and good, or, like, your heart won't let you go past the 2004 version like myself, and then you'll just, you'll feel like you can't betray it. But yeah, like, go see it. I don't know if it's still in theaters, but those were kind of our general thoughts. C is starring in Mean Girls musical in her high school. Be so cool. Maybe we can talk about it after. What do you think?
Yes, because that's next month.
Yes. And C is also understudy for Regina's mom. So,
Not like officially, just for this
okay.
week, but it's still like I
Fun.
have to know her song, so it's fun.
Does Regina's mom say like any of the classic lines, or like what did she say? Anything funny?
Not really. I feel like
Interesting.
she's not as funny as the original version.
Yeah, I get
No Amy Poehler.
it. But anyway, that's kind of a dupe. Anything else to chat about? Any other? Oh, what are your thoughts on T Swift and Travis Kelce? Or do people
I
your
don't
age even
care.
care? Okay.
I mean, I guess some people might, but I don't care at all.
I don't know. I kind of like it. I don't know. I like watching it unfold. It's someone said they're like Troy Bolton and Gabriella because they're like musical and sports. So I kind of love that parallel. But anyway, so I think that's kind of it. Sorry, I've been MIA for like 5 months, but I'm just trying to get people to do the podcast. See, what would you like to? Would you come back on the podcast and cover like a movie or another topic sometime?
Indeed.
What would be fun for you to cover?
Because me and my friends have been in the Harry Potter era, perhaps those movies would be funny to cover.
Oh yeah. So we've so
Because they're
far,
2000s.
yeah, we've covered up to. The next one we need to cover is Order of the Phoenix. So we could do that one. That one's my least favorite movie, but we gotta do it. Gotta go up the line.
Fourth is my favorite, or second. Fourth or
Agreed.
second, which is really weird, but I
Second
do
is
enjoy
good.
those both. The
Okay.
first two are very comforting to me because they're little children and it feels so cozy. Although those movies are really long though. I did not realize it until I rewatched them with mom recently.
I
They're
know.
like almost 3 hours long.
They're very long.
Like they really were pushing as much as they could into those.
Yeah, but they're yeah, so good. Okay, cool. We should also do what were we talking about? I was trying to get you guys to watch. Oh, I would do Pitch Perfect. I love that
I will do it.
movie. Okay. I want to make you and cousin watch like Fault in Our Stars. That's another one. All the
Yes,
ones
I
of my
remember
youth. I want
that.
you guys to watch these ones that are not very good, but were
I
I was
remember
obsessed.
you being obsessed with Warm Bodies, whatever that was.
I love Warm Bodies. It's about zombies. I actually really like that one. That one holds up. Okay. Maybe that one actually might be on HBO Max still. I don't know. But that one's actually very good. You should watch it just like on your own time as well.
Indeed.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being a guest. I appreciate it. And if you want to follow, give us a follow on TikTok and Instagram. I post on there sometimes. Evening in the Aughts podcast and Evening in the Aughts pod. But thank you for listening. And thank you, C, for being a guest again.
Yes.
All right. Talk to you later. Or not talk to you later. See you next week. No, I.
Bye.
Bye. See you next week.